Arizona Town Hall is holding its 104th gathering in Tucson. The three-day series of meetings is looking into Arizona's vulnerable populations. The town hall wraps up today at noon. Scott Rhodes, town hall chair, explains what the purpose of the event is and its goals.
The issues are as big as the state, and the participants come from all over the state. There are typically between 110 and 150 participants at each town hall. There are two a year, and there have been for over 50 years. Town hall's never been shy about taking on the hardest issues facing our state. And we do it always with the same objective, which is to reach consensus on our ideas about those hard issues and a path forward towards solving them. We don't take votes. We don't focus on what's dividing us. We focus on what we have in common.
Scott, so many people focus on the politics of the world we're in and how different people seem to be, when at least when it comes to elected officials. When it comes to a group like Arizona Town Hall, are there passionate arguments? Are people agreeing to disagree? Are people looking for, as you talk about, consensus? How hard is it to get to that consensus?
You know, that's the amazing part about this, and I've been to many town halls and been involved in the organization for many years. Every time I wonder, will it happen again? And every time it does. And by it, I mean a collaboration and the gathering of intelligent, articulate, knowledgeable people from around the state, but who are very diverse and who have different points of view, and who might think of politics from their point of view, and if we were voting, they might be voting for different sides on every issue. And yet in this setting, which is very non-threatening, and it's focused on solving problems, not identifying differences, those people come together and they talk to each other with respect. They seek to understand each other's points of view and then to, of course, articulate their own. It can be hard to reach a consensus, but they work through it because they never give up on the concept that it is possible to do public policy in a different way that's not divisive, and to actually come up with possible answers to these difficult issues by working together. And at each town hall, it happens again and again.
When a consensus comes out of a town hall, Scott, what is next? What is the next step? Who hears about it?
There is a report that's developed, and there again, we're unique in the United States. It's 2.5 days of discussion while a report is being created. And at the end of the plenary session on the last morning, we have a final report. And that I'm not aware of any other organization in the United States that's able to bring together so many people, discuss these hard issues, and actually develop a report before they're finished. Then that report goes to the legislature, but it also goes to all the universities, it goes to the schools, it goes to the libraries. But we do a summary report of it as well, which is smaller. And we send that to all of the members of Town Hall and many other individuals. And then Town Hall staff does a series of outreach programs throughout the state, and they go literally throughout the entire state and hold small town hall meetings in which they talk about what the recommendations were. We used to have a lot of legislators. Unfortunately, we don't have that many anymore who are interested in town hall, but many, many other leaders throughout the state, and including tribal leaders, follow what's happening at town hall and then try to incorporate the recommendations into their local actions.
The current town hall, the big topic, is Arizona's vulnerable populations. How was that arrived at? I wonder if you could even define for listeners what that means.
It's actually a very important and it's a frightening topic. Approximately 46% of Arizona households are vulnerable. Now, there is no governmental definition of vulnerable, but the definition that we've been using for the town hall is, in essence, a household or an individual who is not yet in crisis. In other words, who is not yet taking advantage of what we would call the safety net, but who is one event from being in crisis. And that event could be an economic event, such as losing a job, being cut back on hours, but it can also be something that, for example, falling into depression, or it can be a substance abuse issue that hasn't yet reached the point of being critical. It can be a transportation issue for an elderly person. There are many, many different ways in which a person can be vulnerable. But what they have in common is that they're one problem away from being subject to or eligible for the social welfare programs and the nonprofit organizations that exist. Statistically, it is shown that once a person goes into crisis, then the chances of success are less and the cost to society increases dramatically. So the concept here is, first of all, to understand how many of our fellow citizens are so close to crisis, and they're not there yet. And the objective is to find ways to build resiliency for those people, get them access to information that might help them to avoid going into crisis, to get them access to individuals who might be able to help them, but anything that we can do so that they have the resiliency to, on their own or with the help of friends and neighbors and others, avoid going into crisis and build their way up so that they're no longer vulnerable.
How do you get people to act, and how exciting on one end and how frustrating is it on the other end if action is or is not taken?
It's the kind of problem that's so big that everybody has to have. Everybody has to take action. There's been a lot of discussion at this town hall about the assets, what people who are vulnerable bring to us. We should not forget that people who have been through a lot, who are going through difficult times, often have a point of view that is incredibly strong, incredibly resilient, with a determination to do well. And they contribute to our society. So one of the reasons we want to identify them and give life to what they are going through is to give them a voice as well. They have something to teach us.
Scott Rhodes of Jennings Strauss is also the chair of Arizona Town Hall going on right now in Tucson. Scott, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Steve.